A moment now to contemplate two big developments in the magazine world. A week ago today, Talk Magazine, the two-year-old star-studded publication run by Tina Brown, announced that it was folding. More on that in a moment. But first, that venerable sports institution, Sports Illustrated. SI's managing editor, Bill Colson, has announced that he'll step down after the Winter Olympics. He has run the magazine since 1996. And joining me to talk about SI and some other changes in sports media is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, why does the editorship of Sports Illustrated matter?
Because Sports Illustrated still matters in this age of fast-talking, glib, all sports all the time. This publication still resonates with sports fans. It debuted in 1954. It was a time when sports were viewed as a fairly parochial, blue-collar, not very important within our culture. And SI helped change that. It really created this idea of long, thoughtful sports writing that took people inside sports and inside athletes' lives. It also gave us some terrific writers who went on beyond sports, Roy Blunt Jr., George Plimpton, Dan Jenkins, Frank DeFord. And this magazine is important enough that someone wrote a 400-page book about it a couple of years ago. It's still viewed as a must-read in the sports world, and for many years it was the only read in the sports world.
But not the only read anymore. Sports Illustrated faces a challenge from a magazine that's published by ESPN.
It doesn't. And that's why the Sports Illustrated story is so interesting now. SI's circulation has been pretty flat for a decade at around 3 million. ESPN started this magazine, which it calls ESPN The Magazine, by the way. It started this about 4 years ago, and it's up to 1.5 million subscribers already. And ESPN is everything that SI wasn't. Glib, flashy, lots of short stories and big charts and graphics, really directed at a much younger demographic. I think ESPN's average reader is about 30, Sports Illustrated's is closer to 40. Now, Sports Illustrated's parent, Time Incorporated, had always left the magazine alone. But now they've got a new editorial director, John Huey, and he already has overhauled Fortune and Money magazine, which are part of Time Inc. And he may have Sports Illustrated in his sights. He ran some focus groups last year. He sees the magazine as older, not as lively, and feels that they need to make some changes.
And how does that sit with the folks inside Sports Illustrated?
Well, already there's a lot of tension because of the weak economy, declining advertising. The week before Colson announced that he was going to leave Sports Illustrated, AOL Time Warner Inc., which is the Uber parent for Time Inc. and SI, announced that it was going to shut down this cable TV network, CNN Sports Illustrated, which really didn't successfully challenge ESPN. So you've got this nervousness already, and the writers at SI have already seen some corporate interference on the editorial side. So there's a real fear among some of the veterans at Sports Illustrated that what Time wants is for them to be more enthusiastic about sports and less critical the way ESPN is. There's a fear that the quality and the depth that's made Sports Illustrated stand out might be threatened.
Well, it seems that ESPN, judging from the behavior of its competitors, is on a roll here. News Corp's Fox Sports announced it was shutting down its nightly national sports show that was a ratings loser to ESPN SportsCenter show. And ESPN took a big chunk of the National Basketball Association's new television contract.
Yeah, the NBA deal was announced this week, and ESPN, through its parent company, Walt Disney, agreed to pay about $400 million a year to show the NBA for the next 6 years. And that's half the package. The other half was bought by AOL Time Warner, which will show games on its TNT network and plans to start a new network that it'll jointly own with the NBA. And the real key here is that the NBA is moving almost exclusively to cable television away from broadcast television, and it's the first sports league to do that. The networks are losing too much money on these leagues, and they can't bankroll them the way they did. The reason ESPN can is that they've got what's called in the business a dual revenue stream. They've got the subscriber fees that they charge cable operators to carry its channels, and they've got advertising income. And the broadcast networks are starting to feel that it's impossible to compete with that. It could be the shape of things to come. No more broadcast TV, more on cable.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.